我们再回到《使徒行传》来看使徒教会的宣道工作。
Let's return to the Book of Acts to study their evangelical work.
那我们可以看到，使徒教会不但使徒，他们很有能力，连当时的信徒也很有能力。
And if we look at it, we can see that not only did the apostles at the time have a lot of power, even the members had power.
那我们仔细去查考，发现这个工作跟灵性不能够是合在一起的。
And when we realize, we'll make a realization that work and spirituality are correlated; they cannot be separated.
如果我们只强调工作，没有强调灵性。
So if we only emphasize on work and neglect the spirituality,
我们常常发现这个工作本身不容易有果效。
Then we often find that the result is that our work will be fruitless.
当然，如果我们一直强调灵性，没有强调工作，那我们就发现信徒也没有使命的自觉。
On the other hand, if we only emphasize spirituality, then we find that members often don't have a sense of mission.
那在《使徒行传》里面我们看他们选择这些使徒有一个条件。
And when we look at the conditions and prerequisites of selecting people in Acts,
我们看第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗一直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须那常与我们作伴的中间立一个人与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。这个地方在讲他们要选一个人来补这个犹大的职分。
Here it mentions on, it mentions a story of how they decided to replace the apostle Judas. Judas.
他有一个条件，就是从主耶稣在世的时候要常常在一起。
And their requirement was that while Jesus Christ was still on the earth, he had to have been with him.
不是随便找一个人，从主开始传道一直到他离世，这个都跟主耶稣在一起。
So it couldn't have just been anyone off the street because he had to have been with Christ from the time that he started to was taken up until the time of when he came back.
那到底多久？三年。
Sorry, during the entire time of his ministry. So how long was that? That was 3 years.
那我们现在教会为什么会有个规定要当负责人一定要受洗三年？
And so why is there the requirement that board members have to have belief for at least 3 years?
那三年从哪里来？
Where do those 3 years come from?
就是主耶稣拣选门徒，差派他们去工作，三年跟着主耶稣。
It's because the apostles also followed Jesus Christ for 3 years and learned from him.
那这三年呢，确实对门徒有很大的改变。
So these 3 years brought about a transformation in the apostles' lives.
我们看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
第四章的十三节。
Verse 13.
四章的十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
他们看见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原来是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. They marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
我们仔细看他看见彼得、约翰的胆量。
And so here they saw the boldness of Peter and John.
然后再看清楚，他没有什么学问。
And then when they look more carefully, they saw that they were uneducated and untrained.
那怎么会这么有胆量？
So how come they had such boldness?
说他们是跟过耶稣的。
It's because they had been with Jesus Christ.
这是一个很重要的一句话。
So this is a very important thing.
跟过主耶稣。
To have been with Jesus Christ.
那这个跟过主耶稣是什么意思？
And what does it mean to have been with Jesus Christ?
我们看约翰一书的第一章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which has been from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
啊，生命是看不见的。
Life is invisible to the eyes.
道也是看不见。
And word is also invisible. 哦，
那这个生命之道就成为人，就是主耶稣。
And so when the word of life became human, he was Jesus Christ.
那住在门徒中间。
And he lived and dwelt amongst the humans.
对门徒来讲是看见、听见、摸过。
So the, to them, this is something that they have heard and which they have seen and felt.
这个就是跟主在一起的意思。
And that's what it means to have been with Christ.
听了三年多主耶稣讲道。
And after listening to God, Jesus Christ preach for 3 years,
对这个生命之道有很深的领悟。
They would have a deep understanding of the word of life.
这个道已经变成他们信仰的根基。
Because this word has already become the foundation of their faith.
那看到主耶稣行神迹。
And when they saw Jesus Christ performing miracles.
亲眼看到主的能力。
And they saw with their first hand, Jesus Christ's power.
不是风闻主耶稣很有能力，是看到。
And it wasn't just hearing from other people, but rather it was seen with their own eyes.
摸到主耶稣。
And being able to
体验。
And being able to feel him and have their own personal experiences.
那今天我们在宣道。
And so today, when we're doing evangelical work,
如果我们跟神很亲近。
If we are very close to Jesus Christ,
我对道理认识很深。
And we have a very deep understanding of the word.
本身的信仰很有体验。
And we have many experiences in our own faith.
很多的见证。
As well as many personal testimonies.
那我们的宣道就会很有力量。
Then our work will also have a lot of power.
因为我们本身的生活就是一种见证。
Because our own life becomes a living testimony.
所以宣道要从生活的改变开始。
So evangelism starts from your lifestyle.
让别人在我们身上能够看出我们生活的变化。
So that other people can see Jesus Christ in your life's transformation.
这个宣道就很有力量。
Then this evangelism will have a lot of power.
好，那当时使徒时代的信徒啊，也是很有力量。
And during the apostolic times, the apostles themselves had a lot of power.
我们来看《使徒行传》的11章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
19节。
Verse 19.
那些因为斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基跟居比六兵安提尔。他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。斯提凡被打死以后，这些门徒就四散。
And so after Stephen was martyred or persecuted, everyone scattered.
就开始移民了。
And they began to immigrate.
然后到安提阿。
And they went to Antioch.
就看向他们传福音。
As far as there to preach the word.
那二十一节。
And verse 21.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多。
And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
所以当时这个安提阿信主的人很多，不只是因为这一群人很热心传道。
And so the reason that there would be so many believers in Antioch is not just because the believers were fervent.
一个很重要关键，二十一节就主与他们同在。
But it's also because the hand of the Lord was with them.
所以信而归主的人就很多。
And so many believed.
那这一群信徒为什么主会跟他们同在？
And so why would the Lord abide with this group of people?
如果这一句话把它拿掉，下一句话就没有了。
If you take away this first phrase, then the next phrase would not be there.
就圣经就写到他们到处传福音，就句点了。
It would just say that they spread the gospel and that's it. Period.
那信而归主人很多，前面有一句话，主跟他们同在。
But here, before the fact that there was a great number who believed, there is the phrase, and the hand of the Lord was with them.
那主会跟他们同在，一定是这一群人有某种的灵性在里面。
And that the hand of the Lord would be with them is because they have a certain type of spirituality.
那这个灵性从哪里来？
And so where does the spirituality come from?
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
41节。
Verse 41.
于是领受他的话的人就受了洗， 那一天门徒约增添3000人，这个是刚刚受洗的信徒3000人。
And so these are just newly baptized believers, 3,000.
那要怎么把这一群信徒变化成为一个传福音很有力量的一群人？
And so how do you transform these 3,000 souls into a very fervent, willing to preach the gospel group of people?
那关键42节。
The key lies in 42.
第一个，恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They steadfastly continued in the apostles' doctrines.
主耶稣说，你们如果遵循我的教训，我就要与你们同在。
And so Christ said that if you abide in my word, I will abide in you.
所以他真的是有在行道。
And so they were actually practicing the word.
那下面就是彼此交接。
And then they had fellowship and breaking of bread.
就是团契。
That is fellowship.
那团契有两个，一个是跟神团契，一个是跟人团契。
And fellowship can be divided into two types, one being with God and the other with men.
就是过一个爱的生活。
And that's living a life of love.
那这个爱是从神来的。
And this love comes from God.
所以当时的教会就是一个大家庭。
And so at the time, the church was like a big family.
大家在这个大家庭里懂得去爱别人。
And so in this family, everyone knew how to love each other.
所以在47节得救人天天加给他们。
And so then the result in 47 is that God added daily to their number.
这是第二个。
And so this is the second.
有属灵的团契。
Having a spiritual fellowship.
那第三个擘饼。
And the third is the breaking of bread.
擘饼可以指吃饭擘饼。
You can break bread while you're eating.
但是擘饼也可以指着办圣餐。
But it can also refer to Holy Communion.
就是常常对神有感恩的心。
That is having a thankful heart to God constantly.
那最后一个是祷告。
And the last is prayer.
祷告就是被圣灵充满。
Prayer means being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵充满就是神的同在。
And that means the abidance of God.
那圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们当中。
And so the Holy Spirit pours the love of God amongst us.
所以我们要怎么造就我们的教会信徒成为很有力量传福音的人。
And so how do we save our believers to make them into people fervent for preaching the gospel?
我们不能够只强调工作。
We can't just emphasize on work.
工作之外要强调灵性。
But we also have to emphasize on spirituality.
就是这四点。
So there are these four points.
要查告道理行道。
You have to study the word and practice it.
要过一个团契的家属灵大家庭的生活。
You have to live a life of fellowship.
要有感恩的心。
You have to have a thankful heart.
祷告被圣灵充满。
And then pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们像这个四点一直在进步。
So if we continually strive to progress in these four aspects.
那神的同在就会越来越多。
Then God will start to abide with us more and more.
然后传福音就好。就可以看到更大的果效。
And we can see the results from our evangelism.
那其中这个祷告很重要，把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And prayer is important because it will allow God's love to be filled in our hearts.
有一次有一个青年，他是外教会的领导者，到我们教会来查考道。
And one time there was a youth who was another Christian organization's leader and who came to listen.
我跟他谈道理几次，有一次跟他谈，就是说你如果来真耶稣教会，你不能要开从头开始。
And we talked several times, and when I told them that if you want to come to True Jesus Church, you have to start again from the beginning.
但是我看那个青年流眼泪出来，我就印象非常深。
But because I saw this youth shed tears, then I had such a deep impression.
他觉得他不能服侍神。不能服侍神。
He felt that he couldn't serve the Lord.
Yeah, 因为他过去在外教会服侍嘛，你现在要到真耶稣教会来，你需要有一段等待。
Because he felt that he couldn't serve the Lord because he had already been serving the Lord in the other organization for so long. So how could he suddenly come to our church and start to serve the Lord?
他会掉下眼泪来。
And so he shed tears.
我可以感受到他很爱神。
And I could feel that he was very loving.
所以他在外教会很热心在服侍，他真的是很爱神。
And so if he was so fervently serving the Lord at another organization, I saw that he really did love the Lord.
那今天我们在回想，我们在带领教会的这个方向。
And sometimes you have to think back on how we we lead the church?
我们是外面在带领一群人很热心有一种服侍的动作，还是我们有在带他的心真的有在靠近神，有神在感动他？这个是有一点差别。
Are we just doing the outward action of bringing them as outsiders to be, to come to the events, or are we actually trying to bring in their hearts? Because there is a big difference.
如果只有外表，这个不是一种生命的服事。
Because if it's just an external outward appearance, then that's not really a deep kind of servitude.
那如果我们的心能够把它带向神
，But if we can turn their hearts toward God,
真的有神跟他们在感动他们。
So that God can really be moving their hearts.
那我们的带领方向是正确的。
Then our method of leading them into Christ is correct.
像这个青年，他一听到不能如此，掉眼泪下。
Just like this youth, he when he heard that he couldn't serve the Lord, then he started to shed tears.
我们就觉得，他的服事真的不是外表。
And so then you could see his servitude is not just an outward appearance.
他真的是在神面前在服事神。
He really was serving the Lord before the Lord.
所以，带领我们信徒的灵性，这个是服事很重要的一部分。
And so, bringing in the spirituality of our believers is very important.
那到最后就是神的道。
And lastly is God's word.
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
那彼此相爱的生活。
And having a life of loving each other.
那对神的感恩。
And thankfulness to God.
这个是培养我们的灵性一个很重要的方法。
These are important methods for improving our spirituality.
那我们现在还有半个钟头，我们一起到前面来祷告。
So let's pray in the front now for half an hour.
我们今天还有半天多一点的这个学习，求神来带领。
And so let's ask that God guide this next half day.
一起祈祷。